Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning for the live morning interview with my two guests. I'm happy to have with me Ben Hamilton, a filmmaker, and Matt Wilson, the Sitka Sound Science Center aquarist. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here, and we get to talk about something really fun. Which is a film, but it's a film about Sitka. And it really showcases Sitka on many different levels. I had the pleasure of seeing it yesterday, so I got a taste of what this is. And the film is called Hidden Wonders of Sitka, and we're going to talk about the film. This is your film, Ben. But before we dive into the nitty-gritty of this film, I want to learn a little bit about you, Ben, and how you got to be making films up in Sitka. Tell us about your journey.
Sure. I went to film school in Austin, Texas, and I loved hiking. I loved camping always. And my freshman year, I was trying to figure out how to scheme a way to get to Alaska and experience a more wild place, and ended up pitching projects to nonprofits around the state. And this Andrew Tomes wrote me back. It was his first year as executive director at the Sitka Conservation Society, and he invited me to come up and do some projects with them. And so I got hooked on the place, and I started coming back every summer, working with them, collaborating, started making films for Visit Sitka, started doing promos for the Science Center, started doing films for public lands, you know, doing work with Glacier Bay, doing work with the Tongass, and somehow just fell in love with the place and kept coming back year after year after year. And eventually that led me to working with National Geographic and BBC, and ended up moving to DC and doing a bunch of film work there. But, it all kind of started for me here. I never thought that I was going into doc work. I didn't think that was going to be my path. So, yeah.
So this, your quest to get a good hiking, backpacking trip in kind of kickstarted your relationship with both your career, like as a documentary filmmaker, and also with Sitka. And this was like back in 2008?
2008, yeah.
Yeah. And you've been in Sitka pretty much ever since then, coming and going for chunks of time.
100%, yeah. So okay. This is like year 16 of at least spending 1 month to 6 months to 8 months a year up here doing work.
Yeah. Okay. And people have seen your work if they've walked through the airport, for example.
Yeah. So some of those films that play at the airport are mine. We had a film that played in all the visitor centers called The Meaning of Wild. And then we made another one called The Salmon Forest that played throughout the Tongass and on cruise ships. And, both of those were conservation oriented projects about, you know, how amazing this place is. But I don't know. I just fell in love with Sitka.
That's, you know, many of us do. So it's not hard for us to relate to. But this film is a little bit different than some of this other work you've done. I've come to learn that this is you did this independently. So this is something that you didn't really have a production team over you telling you what to do. So I want to ask you about that. What was the vision for this film that led you to do this particular independent film?
Yeah, there's that, like, I don't know the name of the grid, but there's like the thing I'm good at and the opportunity and the timing, you know, and if all those things align. And a few years back, I remember thinking about there might be an opportunity to make my own film where I could try to run it as a business, which would be amazing, but also give me the opportunity to share a story that I didn't think a lot of people would have experienced before. And get to do it in a way that I wanted to. And, you know, it was just this like kind of North Star vision of like, wow, you know, could all these things line up? I still don't know if they're all going to line up, but it's one of these things where I felt like I wanted to do that. I've honestly never done an independent film. I'm the kind of filmmaker who I've run a production company, you know, my whole life, and I do commission work, and, you know, I grind doing business work, and most of it is about this kind of content, you know, wildlife films for networks or nonprofits or exhibits or museums or visitor centers. But it's different to do your own and to kind of be able to approach it saying, not only do I want to share this story, but I want to film it in a specific way. I want, like, my approach to the project, I want, you know, so that those were all things that kind of led to this all happening.
And there's this beautiful crossover with Matt Wilson, actually, which is there's a big component to your film, Ben, that has to do with like wonder and observing and being aware and looking a little bit beyond just like the big splashy things, which are also in the film and also things we love. But I think that we were chatting before we came on the air, Matt, and you kind of talked about that being a big component of your work at the Science Center, you know, showing people all that there really is that we don't see necessarily on first glance. And so I'm curious how you joined into the film and what your, you know, there's a beautiful dovetailing there of this interest in sharing Sitka and this kind of hidden part. What was it for you, Matt?
Yeah, so as Ben started like hanging around and I was like, what is this guy doing? Like, and I realized he was making a film and we started talking and, very quickly realized that a lot of what Ben was trying to do is what I'm trying to do all the time. And that's to bring all the things that people don't know about our environment into the forefront and bring them into a way that's accessible for everyone. So that's like exactly the crossroads of what I want to do. So of course, the moment that Ben was like, there's things I want to shoot and everything. And he's like, do you have any ideas? And I was like, I have a million ideas. Let's start, you know, sticking cameras in all sorts of weird places in the aquarium and whatnot. And let's find all this weird stuff.
What did you guys find?
Super important for me.
Yeah,
I mean, we would just spend hours even in the touch tanks with this specialized probe lens I was telling you about, and because it has a totally different perspective and it's so macro and it's so close up, we would just spend hours just literally going in a tide pool, like, let's look 3 inches over, like, and I'd be like, I don't know what that is, Matt, and he's like, oh, that's, you know, super scientific explanation of, you know, incredible. Like, there's so much life at that scale. And also, it was so awesome to have someone locally who, A, not only is like a wealth of knowledge on it, but B, is so excited about it. And like that, you know, that part of this whole process was, I want this to be true to Sitka. And I wanted it to be about things that happen here. I didn't want some generic film that is about some faraway place. I've done that my whole career, you know, like you get paid to make a film about something 10,000 miles away. And it's like, I not only wanted to make a film about a place, but I wanted people to see it in that place so that when they walk out of the theater, they see it with a different perspective. And it was, we just geeked out on it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it wasn't work. We're just kind of like, Matt, what's in that tank? If we just, he would just take like a little, you know, a little swab of the edge of something, and we're like, let's look at that. I don't know what's under there.
And okay, so I want to know, what are some of the things that you were excited about, Matt, that you found and that Ben was able to share? I want to talk about the epic things too, but I want to hear about this kind of micro level stuff that you were excited about.
Yeah, I mean, the moment that Ben was like, I want to, you know, focus on these other parts of the food cycle that people don't see, I was like, you know, jellies, anybody that knows me is like, you know, being a huge jelly nerd. And so I was like, there's lots of jellies. We should look at not only jellies, but also different jelly life cycle parts. So we see in the film, we actually see some really, really young moon jellies that I think people have probably never seen moon jellies like that when they're only a millimeter across and don't look anything like their adult form, but are still an important part of what's going on out there. And that was really, really exciting for me to be able to film some of these more unusual jellies, but also just these parts of these jelly life cycles that nobody ever gets to see.
I mean, as a Sitkin and someone who does go snorkeling, that's so exciting to hear about. Because I remember hearing, you know, your voiceover, Ben, saying moon jellies. And I was like, wait, that doesn't look like what I've seen.
Yeah.
And there you go. It's just too small. It's at a stage that I'd never seen before.
Exactly.
And it's a bummer in some ways because I feel like we could have just made a film for like 100 hours of all the weird stuff that's small. And we're going to do that because it's too fun to get in the water and see that stuff. And that sequence is... In some ways, it's such a simplification of like really what's going on, you know. But at the same time, because nobody's seen that stuff before, I think it's fascinating. Between us, and then we had another person working with us to do the microscope level filming, and like the stuff that he was sending us, we're both just like blown away. I mean, you're at 650 magnification, you know, stuff that.
It's amazing. Those diatoms, if I remember correctly, there's a whole section. And man, are those interesting looking. And yeah, you can't see them with the naked eye. So what a pleasure to be able to see them, see what's going on with what, you know, what we can't see. But I do want to Well, I do want to ask how people can see. I wanted to talk about epic stories, but we don't have time. So I want to ask, how can people see the film? Yeah. When can they see it? Where can they see it?
So it's playing at the Coliseum Theater. We run Sunday through Thursday, and we're basically kind of the times that normal movies aren't playing. So during the weekdays, we start showing at 9:45, and then we have show times every hour and 15 minutes until 2:45 is our last showing. And then on Sundays, we start at 10:15, and we have three showings, so 10:15, and 11:30, and at 12:45. We have a local discount, and we'd love for locals to see it. I honestly think locals maybe enjoy it even more. We got to spend a few weeks camping out on Lazaria, filming with the biologists out there. Incredible stuff happens out there that, you know, I don't want to ruin, but night activity, just such a, I don't know, just feel fortunate to be able to, you said it yesterday, kind of like write a love letter to Sitka.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Sitkans should go out and check it out. It's not just for tourists. And if you have visitors coming, you can take, you know, your visitors to the film as well and see a new side of Sitka. It was a pleasure for me to watch it. And I also have really enjoyed chatting with you both this morning. I've been speaking with Ben Hamilton, a filmmaker, and Matt Wilson, the Sitka Sound Science Center aquarist. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.